Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
Vucevic, Caruso, Alex Caruso to tie it again.
Tough bucket, a stunner in Chicago. Coming up on NBA Today, the Bucks have been playing down to their competition and it caught up with them. Big Perk, he spies a big problem in Milwaukee. Plus, the Lakers, they had championship aspirations, but after struggling in Oklahoma City, are we ready to admit maybe this team is just average? And the Warriors' big three was vintage last night. It's been a roller coaster, but why their game against the Clippers has Golden State talking about championships this season? All that and more. NBA Today starts right now. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet, along our senior NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski, the one and only Kendrick Perkins, Chinay Agumake. I'm Malika Andrews. We're going to start with the Golden State Warriors. You good, Perk? You feeling fresh? You feeling fly?
I was just trying to see why Chinay dressed like me.
No, you dress like me. You can't get on this level. Get on this level,
There's
Perk.
There's a little bit of blue.
We are twinning.
Going. Woj and I didn't get the memo, but we will next time. You guys, Chris Paul out for Golden State. Gary Payton injured. Andrew Wiggins slammed his finger in a car door. All that
done. That's not fun.
On 11/30/23.
Well, look at Draymond Green being aggressive offensively. You gotta take those shots.
He might have learned from this guy, Steph Curry.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of 30 piece, baby, for Steph Curry, I mean, I like the significance of the game, like you mentioned, 11/30/23. And it just shows you how beautiful basketball is when the Golden State Warriors are fully connected.
You know why I like this game for Golden State? It's one they needed to win. And in the fourth quarter, Klay Thompson, who's been struggling a little bit, showed up for Golden State.
Nostalgia, Klay, Steph, knocking down threes, attacking the rim fearlessly, and then watch this right here, the flex. Okay, two arms, we see you.
Steph Curry said he couldn't help but smile. He knows that Klay is enjoying it when he's playing like this. Klay finished with 22 points, but of course, Steph.
I mean, come on, the handles, the finish around the rim, one of the most underrated finishers around the rim just because he shoots so many threes. But watch this pick and roll, rejection, attack. I mean, like, look at the jelly, the English, the finish.
Once again, carves through the defense. Steph Curry.
Perk, the handles.
You know the Clippers were trapping, right? They were supposed to be blitzing.
Game high, 26 for Steph. The Warriors win 121-114. And then Steph posted a signed jersey on Instagram with a caption, "Nice to take a second and reflect on 11/30/23 win." So the big three, they're feeling a little bit nostalgic, but are they getting championship vibes too?
You know, we still have the same belief we had before, which is this team can win a championship. You know, we've shown flashes of being that group, and at times we haven't. But this is a different team, and you have to build consistency and continuity. And we're still in that phase as well. But, this is a team that we all believe in. We know what we think this team is capable of, and we know what it takes to win a championship. And we think we have all those pieces and the things that it takes to win a championship.
Draymond Green thinks they have all the pieces. Perk, do you?
No, I don't. But look, let me take a moment to appreciate Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry. They done it the right way, right? The Warriors done it the right way, right? Drafted all three of those guys, four championships, set a culture, set a, you know, really, like, when you talk about
a standard.
No, not even standard. It's more than that when you talk about, like, the league had to adjust to them.
Right.
Right? Like, they changed the
created
game
created a blueprint.
Yeah, absolutely. The blueprint.
Blueprint.
Right?
There we go.
So, here's the thing, right? When I think about Golden State, it's four teams in the West that in a seven-game series I feel like they couldn't beat.
Okay.
One is the Denver Nuggets.
Sure.
Two is the Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay.
Three is the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yes, all right.
I said the Timberwolves. And four is the Sacramento Kings, right? I strongly believe De'Aaron Fox don't injure his hand last postseason. They win game seven. Okay, in the Eastern Conference, they're not beating the Boston Celtics in the seven-game series. They're not beating the Milwaukee Bucks, and I'm putting Philly over them as well. So at the end of the day, I understand this is who Draymond is. He got to continue to pump positive energy. He's the emotional leader. I can't knock him for that. But I'm not rolling with them in this ball club as actually being a legit title contender.
You didn't even put your MVP pick, Kevin Durant, in that conversation in the Phoenix Suns. You didn't take them over them as well. We'll get to that another day, because if you're saying you're going to think about it a little bit more, the pieces aren't there, which, how's the front office actually looking at the pieces that Golden State has?
They're not having any misgivings in the Golden State front office about the team they put together in the offseason. What they need to see, and I think the coaching staff feels this way, they need to stop throwing the ball all over the gym.
Amen.
And they need to stop fouling people. And they get Draymond Green back from the 5-game suspension. Klay Thompson is starting to play better. And I think, you know, for this Golden State team, Klay needs spacing. Mm-hmm. And when you have non-scorers on the floor, when you have Andrew Wiggins not playing at a high level, it is more difficult for Klay to get the kind of looks that we're accustomed to see him getting when this ball is zipping in this offense, when there are threats all over the floor. But he's had 20 in his last few games. He had that great fourth quarter last night. This is the team that's going to play better. They're going to get Chris Paul back sooner than later. But I think both, not just the front office in Golden State, but the coaching staff believes this is a team that's going to play much better, and they still really like the team they put together.
Hasn't that been the issue, though? Like, the last couple of years, turnovers has been an issue for this team. Like, those have been the things that plagued the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the identity that we knew maybe 10 or so years ago with strength in numbers still has to carry through to this moment even more so, because their star players are getting older. And I look at the way we talk about LeBron James, we have to talk about Steph Curry in the same way. You have to maximize this window where he's playing his great version of basketball. And I was just, you know, visualizing what the Warriors mean to me, and especially what Draymond Green means to them, especially with what they've gone through the last few, you know, games. The way we talk about Denzel Washington being the equalizer, like, Draymond Green is the stabilizer for them. I know, he's the stabilizer for them, but at this point, that's not enough to compete against the best of the best, like the Nuggets, like Perk mentioned, or even the best of the East. And so I look at the Warriors and I'm like, okay, nostalgia makes you not want to bet against them.
Sure.
But the reality is they're up against a league that has really improved in their own style of basketball, developing like the Kings, or even aggregating stars together like we now
small
see
ball
with the Suns, small ball. So like the blueprint, they created it, but now other teams are following it and almost doing it a little bit better, and that's what they're having to play catch up with.
Real quick, I do want to get to the Clipper side of all of this, but Woj, it feels like Klay Thompson, you mentioned the last couple of games, he started to sort of get his groove a little bit, but is that contract still sort of looming over this team? Where does that stand at this point?
Listen, I think if you look at the history of the Warriors with Joe Lacob, their owner, there have been a lot of contracts, both on the court and off the court, you know, that have gone into the offseason. They haven't always done extensions. And I think for Klay Thompson, you know, the conversations they had with this organization in the preseason, they were pretty quick. I mean, they talked. I think both sides have looked at it, and talks have remained dormant. I think both sides think they'll probably be dormant for the rest of the season, and they'll deal with this after the season and see where Klay Thompson is. But listen, you've seen him start slowly in some other seasons.
Absolutely.
And also, too, Malika, you know, what we talked about getting some spacing on the floor, that's important. And I think as Wiggins starts to play better, I think Klay starts to also get the kind of looks that you've seen him in previous offenses.
But I also believe that, you know, winning heals everything, right? So it depends on how this season goes. You know, if the Warriors happen to be a first-round exit, then all of a sudden you're looking at this team, and now you got decisions to make, especially if you're Mike Dunleavy Jr. You have decisions to make. And so when I think about Klay and I think about the market that's going to be out there, a team that we've been talking about, the Philadelphia 76ers, they're going to have a lot of cap space, right? Okay, you re-sign Tyrese Maxey. I mean, if, you know, Klay Thompson, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey look pretty damn good to me. That's eye candy at its finest.
Yeah, and it's a negotiation. It's not a question, do we want Klay Thompson or we don't want him? It's going to be with this new salary cap and with the kind of bills that they're going to have to pay and decisions they're going to have to make Golden State, it's at what number, how many years? But then Klay Thompson gets a say in that if he's in free agency.
Right. Klay Thompson gets a say in that. And you imagine, we saw it with Draymond Green last summer, there is something to be said about Steph Curry, Golden State, and wanting to keep this core, the group that they rode in with, to going out into the sunset with them as well. All right. Still to come on NBA Today, we're going to stick in the West because LeBron James, he shared a very unique out-of-office message last night. So don't miss what he said about being there for Bronny in a really big way. Plus, Kevin Durant, he has the chance to crack the top 10 of a major record tonight against the Nuggets. Find out how KD could make history. And I hate to even say this, but is Dame time running out in Milwaukee already? Perk, you spy a serious problem for the Bucks?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. You're watching NBA Today.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
NBA Today is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
The Bucks at the Bulls, no Zach LaVine, no DeMar DeRozan. So we thought maybe we knew how this one was going to go.
No problem.
Let's pick this one up with under a minute left in the fourth quarter. The Milwaukee Bucks. All right, coming back, thanks to Malik Beasley. He's saying, yeah, you know that's right. Damian Lillard
nice
kicks it out to the corner.
A luxury to have a stretch big able to knock it down like that in the clutch time.
So you know Brook Lopez can make that shot.
Oh, celebration, a little selly.
All of a sudden, it's a one-point game. A little too early. Nice rejection from Giannis Antetokounmpo. But take another look at this. Giannis snarling. Still. A little too early. Why? Because Alex Caruso is on the other side. Buzzer beater from Alex Caruso.
I mean, that man played major minutes in the finals. He got a championship.
That's true.
You think you worried about a buzzer beater?
And he got to his spot and knocked down the shot.
Well, to overtime we go.
Free basketball.
But once again, isn't this why Damian Lillard was brought in to this team? To be able to do what needs to be done in clutch time, in overtime.
And that was a goaltend.
Didn't turn out to be the case. Giannis didn't like that call. And then the other side again, the Bulls able to get a little interception there. The Bulls go on to win 121-113 despite 26 points, 14 rebounds, and 5 blocks from Giannis Antetokounmpo. So let's take a listen to the Greek Freak after the game.
At the end of the day, if you look at the whole game, we did not deserve to win this game. Like, we didn't play well. We did not respect the game. It was times that we played hard and we were able to get back to the game, but at the end of the day, like, we did not have to be in that situation. Our agency at times throughout the game wasn't there for us, and especially with a team that they were missing both of their key players.
So Giannis doesn't seem too thrilled. Senior writer Zach Lowe is joining us now, and we're thrilled to have you. But the Bucks, they've been playing with fire a little bit recently, it feels like, right? It seems like every game is close, no matter who they're playing. I mean, we're talking about a team that needed 26 points to come back and beat the Portland Trail Blazers on Sunday. And now this perk, I mean, what did you see?
Zach, guess what?
What?
I see a problem. I see a problem.
Uh-oh.
I spy something. Cooked deer meat. Cook deer meat. I'm Kendrick Perkins, better known as Big Perk, and nothing gets past me.
Freeze!
Just when you thought it did get past me, there I am. I spy a problem. I spy it all. Carry the hell on. Well, look at that face. And look at that beard. But it's not about me. It's about the Milwaukee Bucks. And it's a serious problem over there. When they traded for Damian Lillard, we talked about sacrificing. We talked about the commitment on the defensive side of things. They lost to the Chicago Bulls yesterday, a team that had a coming to Jesus meeting after their first game without Zach LaVine and without DeMar DeRozan. Unacceptable. So run these clips. I got my girl Shanae right here.
Always.
This is not about the offense, but this is a bad turnover. Okay? Keep it going.
I got you.
Here we go. You good? Okay, freeze! I want you to notice something, right? You have Malik Beasley, he's back. Look at Dame, right? Does this look like a person that is in position to get back on defense? But look at Giannis Antetokounmpo, head down. Oh, give me that. It was called for goaltending, but look at the effort. I wish we could rewind that back, but we can't.
Oh, we can.
Rewind that back. Now, fast forward just a little bit more, because I want to point out Malik Beasley on this one as well. All right, Malik Beasley, freeze. Shanae, he should have been already here, okay? He not. So he tried to pick up the ball here. Watch this lazy swipe that he tried to do to get the steal. That's lazy. That is not championship caliber.
But that's championship hustle from Giannis.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's not championship caliber transition defense, right? And you can always tell a team that has it on their mind by how they get back in transition. So here we go again. Another lazy pass, another turnover. Look at Damian Lillard. Watch this though, y'all. Freeze! How many Bulls you see in the picture? One, two, three, four.
I got you.
$2, right? Alex Caruso actually slowed down the transition. You see Bobby Portis, he's making the effort to get back in. He's pointing. You know, I don't know who he's talking to. But look at Dame. Dame, where are you going? Why are you coming out here to the three-point line when this guy's attacking the paint? How about putting your body on the line and taking a charge? Look, where's your mindset at, Damian Lillard? You wanted out of Portland, you got out of Portland. You playing with Giannis Antetokounmpo competing for a title, they give up a dunk. Look at Bobby Portis' body language. Look at everybody's body language. It's just not there. Look at the head down. If they don't get it together, forget making it to the conference finals. This team right here currently constructed won't get past the second round.
Yeah, and speaking of body language, the only thing missing from my spot were your sunglasses this time. We got to call your mom back, Malik.
Well, it's one
of
time.
I know he loaned them.
It's one of
time.
When you take a look at that graphic, that's really a stark contrast for what we expected from Milwaukee. I want to bring Zach Lowe into this conversation. It's obligatory whenever we're talking about the Milwaukee Bucks.
What?
Zach.
Obligatory.
That is what
mandatory.
Kirk sees. What do you see as to why the Bucks are struggling against these bottom-tier teams?
Well, I see Chiney needs a raise if Perk is just going to say, rewind this, fast forward this, freeze on this. She's like a film director over there. Look, yeah. They've been the worst transition defense. They've been Chiney the worst Duvernay. Transition defense team Sorry. In the league from day one of the season. What Perk just pointed out has been going on all season. And there's no explanation for it. It's not complicated. There's no big coaching scheme or whatever to be a good transition defense team. You just have to be a little bit organized and care a lot. And for whatever reason, it hasn't been there. We knew their defense was going to take a hit when Jrue Holiday was out the door in the Dame trade. Half-court defense is actually kind of trending the right way, but the transition is a mess. And Chiney put up on the screen afterwards, after the spying, that Dame had 1 point in the fourth quarter in overtime or whatever. You know what he barely did at all the entire game? Run pick and rolls with Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm going to say it every single show until it changes. The whole point of the trade was that they had a ready-made two-man game
right.
that was going to destroy the whole league. They ran 11 in the entire game like that. There are some two-man combinations that accidentally run more pick and rolls than that in a game. I have no idea what's going on. I don't know why we don't see it more. It's the low-hanging fruit that is sitting there waiting to be plucked on offense.
Well, and it becomes particularly troublesome, right, when you see that Chicago still sits at 13th
in the Eastern Conference. The Bulls' big three, LaVine, DeRozan, Vooch, they hasn't exactly gone as planned, right? The franchise has a 500 record since those three All-Stars were paired up three seasons ago. You can see the record right there on your screen, and that's a little bit troubling. And, you know, Zach LaVine, he has brushed off questions that he was asked in November about potentially being moved, saying, quote, right now is not the time. But back here with our senior NBA insider, Adrian Wojnarowski. Woj, is there a market for LaVine here?
There is not a market for Zach LaVine right now in the NBA, and that's not because Chicago has not tried to find it and aren't currently trying to find it. And it's a combination of a few reasons. LaVine's contract, four more years at around a $45, $46 million a year average, but his productivity. And I think this is a player right now who certainly he's out now with a foot injury. He's been in and out of the lineup. And I think the question for teams is, how much does Zach LaVine impact winning, especially at the salary and with a new salary cap where you're asking yourself, are we trading for him to be our best player? No. Our second best player? No. So if he's our third best player, do we want to pay that kind of money? And for the Bulls, they want to get some value in a trade. And I think right now, I think for both LaVine and the Bulls to get a trade, he needs to start playing well. He needs to start playing well and I think impacting winning. And I think that's certainly what teams are going to want to see as they look at the value of trying to do a trade for him.
Right. And so we could see his value increase if he starts to play maybe a little bit better, a little bit differently. Not to mention it's incredibly rare when you look historically to see any of these sorts of deals done in the month of December. It really just doesn't happen very often, Woj.
It doesn't happen very often. We really haven't had one for a couple of years.
Yeah.
A lot more players become eligible to be traded December 15th, January 15th. But teams are still trying to figure out who they are.
Yeah.
And where they are going to land heading in toward the trade deadline in February. But certainly, usually there's a little more conversation going on among teams, just lobbying calls and trading ideas than I'm hearing right now around the league.
So for now, we sit and we wait, maybe even until we get out of the month of December. Woj, thank you. Coming up here on NBA Today, the Lakers, they shook things up at the trade deadline last year. How long will they wait to do it again if they do it at all? And Eastern guards, did you see what they did last night? I mean, they feasted on some 40-point games, but how many of them were empty calories? We're going to show you the highlights and discuss. Plus, we're going to put Zach Perk and Chiney to the test. It's my favorite game. Who said that? Come play along with us. NBA Today rolls on after this.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
We had some scoring outbursts from guards around the league last night. So let's do a little coast-to-coast. We're going to start in San Antonio, where Trae Young, he scored 33 of his game-high 45 in the second half, and that includes a clutch shot over Victor Wembanyama, drawing a crucial charge in the final seconds. Perk, Trae, top five guard in the league?
No, he needs to be more consistent. Is he a franchise guy? He still has to prove that on a night-to-night basis. It just seemed like to me, Trae's stats are popular and not powerful.
Okay, but this is powerful. When you can get it over the reach of Victor Wembanyama and get the W, pretty impressive there. Let's shift to another 40-point performance, this one in the East. Jalen Brunson. The Knicks handed the Pistons their 16th straight loss. We won't talk about that. Don't look now today.
November.
New York is up to the fifth seed out East. Can they get home court advantage come playoff time?
I'm not sure about that, but I will say this. Go New York, go New York, go! I mean, look, after qualifying for the in-season tournament, on top of that, not only Jalen Brunson going for 40-plus, but Julius Randle flirting with a triple-double? If you're a Knicks fan, you're in heaven. Enjoy these moments. Be happy, even if it's against the Pistons.
If Chinay Agubuike says be happy, then we will be happy. How about this one? Another one, Tyrese Halliburton. He dropped a career-high 44 points, but it wasn't quite enough to beat the Heat. Zach, Indiana leads the league in scoring, but the second-highest scoring team is whoever they're playing. Will this prevent them from making any real noise this season?
The Pacers, the Hawks, and the Mavericks are having versions of the same season. Top five offense, bottom five defense. We're going to find out what's the ceiling on a team like that and which one of them cares enough to change the bad half of that equation first.
Lastly, SGA recorded his NBA leading 12th 30-point game this season in the Thunder's win over the Lakers. Anthony Davis, LeBron James, they both played well. It just wasn't quite enough. The Lakers were outscored by 30 over the final three quarters. LA finished their four-game road trip with a 500 record in this one. But last year, if you take a look, the Lakers, they had a losing record. They were 13th in the West at this point. Right now, they sit at 7th, and they're two games over 500, so a little bit of a different outlook here, Woj. Last year, really, the Lakers, they turned their season around with that trade that centered around Russell Westbrook. With the Lakers where they're at now, do you expect them to sort of remain patient here before they look to shake up their roster, or how are they looking at all of this?
Yeah, it was a lot easier last year with Russell Westbrook because you knew they wanted to find a way to break up his contract, trade it, and get some pieces that they could finish the year with and then move forward with. And they did that in that trade that brought him, you know, D'Angelo Russell certainly is a headliner. It's a little more complicated this season because I think this is a Laker team and Rob Pelinka ownership. I think they're really hesitant about adding that third big salary. With this new collective bargaining agreement, this new salary cap, it is really difficult to have a third max level star on your roster, if you want to have any depth, if you want to have any flexibility, and is that a player that, you know, you're going to have to really depend on to be healthy and to be somebody that is really going to impact winning? That player may not be out there available to them in a trade, but they're going to be active like any of the other contenders. You know, it'll be interesting to see as we get closer to trade deadline, you know, the market, who's available, and, you know, the Lakers have that one future unprotected first-round pick still left to use. Is there somebody good enough out there to use it on?
Right, just they have to use it carefully. But no matter what the Lakers do here, what we know is that the standings are going to look a little bit different come playoff time. Because take a look, we're going to take a little trip back. This time last year, check out how different the standings looked on December 1st versus how they ended. There's a lot there, so kind of look up and down, but focus in on this. The top three teams in the West were the Suns, the Nuggets, and the Pelicans. But see how it ended? The Lakers, they made the Western Conference Finals. It's despite being outside of the top 10 entering December. So now, you got that. Take a look at where things stand today. The Timberwolves are in first place. They have been so for most of the season, right? One team you don't see, the Clippers, because they're at 11th, which leads us to wondering, which team do you think Mr. Lowe can possibly move up the standings in the West?
Keep an eye on the Pelicans, a sleeping giant in the Western Conference. Just got CJ McCollum back, about to get Trey Murphy the third back, as Woj reported yesterday. That's a ton of shooting around Zion Williamson, who's starting to look like peak Zion Williamson again. This team is deep. They play an offensive style that is just hard to deal with, and they're going to have a lot of pieces to play with. Willie Green's a really good coach. They've done a great job holding the fort at 10-9 while all these dudes have been injured, and they're about to get healthy. Watch out for the Pelicans.
Since we're talking about getting pieces back, I mean, can the Phoenix Suns get their big three together? Right. I cannot wait for that moment, because the fact that they are in the mix, and then you see teams like the Timberwolves or teams that, you know, you never know if they continue to stay strong or if they, you know, have a little dip. This is a team that when they play together, they have the potential to have the best offense we've ever seen. Now, we have yet to see those types of teams finish the season, but I feel like the intentionality with the Suns is different. That man, Kevin Durant, is averaging 31 points per game. Mm-hmm. Every year that he's healthy and available, it's almost like he flies under the radar for MVP. When Booker plays, he gives you 27. Those two, that duo already give you 60, and then you add in Beal. So potentially this team that has, you know, a defense that is serviceable and then a potential for an offense that could be best in class, I can see them moving up.
Matt Ishbia, that is music to his ears.
You ready for this?
No. Ooh. Yes.
I got the Warriors. I got the Warriors moving up. I think, I mean, I'm looking at the bottom of the standings, and there's nowhere in here the Warriors are not going to be a top six team in the Western Conference. They got Steph Curry. That's enough. Long as Draymond is able to keep his emotions in check, and we see more Moses Moody. We got to see more minutes.
Four minutes for Moses Moody.
I just feel like this here. When it comes down to Steph Curry, we can never count him out. I'm not picking them to win the West or even make it to the second round, but they will be in the top six.
Right. We know the standings are important. We know positioning is important. We know home court advantage is important when it comes to the playoffs. No one knows this, right, better than LeBron James. But even for him, right, some things are bigger, are more important than one game that can move the Lakers up or down the standings, and that includes his family. So he was asked about his son, Bronny James, being able to be cleared and play basketball, and here's what he had to say.
I'm looking forward to his first game, whenever he's cleared and whenever he's ready to have his first game. I already told my teammates that if they play on the same day we play, then I'm gonna have to catch them next game. So, yeah, I told you I'm gonna play. Family over everything, champs. I love y'all. I definitely got to see Bronny's first, his college game, whenever he's clear and ready to go.
All right, so his teammates might have been a little bit surprised, but LeBron made it clear he's going to be there for Bronny's debut. And in the upcoming months, here are a few dates where both are scheduled to play. It includes as soon as Saturday night, right, against the Rockets, when USC plays against Gonzaga here in Las Vegas. Coming up next, it's the best time of the week. We're going to guess which player said that their team can't guard a stop sign. Don't look up. Come back. Come play with us.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
You're watching NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
It's Friday, so let's have some fun. It is time for everybody's favorite game, and when I get to put on my game show voice, it is time for Who Said That. We're going to take a look at some quotes, some spicy quotes, some interesting quotes, some sexy quotes that caught our attention, and asked our esteemed panelist, Who Said That? All right, sound good? Play along with us. Let's take a look at the current standing. Zach Lowe, you're not perfect, but you're at the top. Shanae, you're only beating Richard, so you need to step it up.
Yeah.
I'll let you go first, Shanae, okay. Just because of that. You ready?
I'm born ready, baby.
All right, get us started. Who told The Athletic, quote, we can't guard a stop sign? Was it Cade Cunningham? Was it Kyle Kuzma? Or Miles Turner?
Shout out to my guy, Kyle Kuzma. I know this one, Kuz.
Was it Kyle Kuzma? Kuz. Ding, ding, ding. You got it right.
Yes.
Well done, Shanae Gumake.
Number one.
How did you know it was Kyle Kuzma?
Because he ain't lie.
it's a real fact.
Well,
he's funny like that.
Kyle, thank you so much for getting Shanae Gumake up
Thanks, Kyle.
All right, Zach Lowe, you're next, my friend. What Timberwolves player said this? Sometimes I try to get Kat to his in the corner. I told Kat if I could shoot like that, I'd keep my blank in the corner as well. We're saying that for the finals. We're saving that for the finals. In the finals, Kat gonna come in the corner. Was it Anthony Edwards? Was it Rudy Gobert? Or was it Mike Conley?
Zach, this is a layup.
So easy.
Is it easy?
First of all, Chenae's was too easy. Second of all, I don't know if Rudy Gobert curses like that, at least in English. So I'm going Anthony Edwards. It sounds like Anthony Edwards to me.
Anthony Edwards.
Oh!
Sometimes I try to get Kat to get in the corner. So I tell Kat, I say, if I could shoot like you, I would keep my in the corner. So we'll score 150 points a game. But that's next level. We're saving that for the finals. In the finals, Kat
will be exactly. He swears in French. Yeah. He swears in English. Sorry, my friend.
Can I leave now?
Yeah, go stand in the corner.
We'll let you try to get a get background in that one. Sorry, Zach. Kendrick Perkins, are you ready?
Sure.
All right. When it comes to talking about the noise in the arena, who said, it's like a South Beach club out there. What are we doing? I couldn't hear anything out there. It's thumping techno club music. Can we just get a basketball game anymore? Was it Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich, or Doc Rivers?
Well, first of all, Greg Popovich knows nothing about South Beach clubs or techno music, and Doc could be too busy golfing. So I'm going with Steve Kerr.
Process of elimination. Was it Steve Kerr? Ding, ding, ding. Well done, Kendrick Perkins.
New leader, right? New leader,
it's like a
right?
South Beach club out there. What are we doing? I'm being dead serious. Like, I couldn't hear anything out there. It's just the whole game. It's just this thumping techno club music. Can we just have a basketball game anymore?
I've never. Techno club music. He was angry.
Yeah, I mean, you can't hear his players talking defensive.
Well, since we're talking to two winners of the game and yes! Zach. Should we let Zach try one more? You
we
guys
should.
Can help him out on this one.
No,
all right.
I don't want to.
What
I'm boycotting the game.
Nets
the others
said
were too easy.
This of the big three. It's like the girl that got away. It'll hurt you for the rest of your life. Was it Kevin Durant? Was it James Harden? Or was it Kyrie Irving?
Oh, Zach, this easy.
Or Chiné. Help him.
Didn't Dylan Brooks just say this exact quote?
It can
Why
be recycled.
Why are you trying to trick me? I don't know who that is.
Okay,
I'll help you out, Zach.
Let's see.
It was Kyrie Irving, Zach. I'll help you out to get you some
Kyrie
points.
Irving.
Was it Kyrie Irving?
I don't know.
It was Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding.
It was Dylan Brooks first.
The time that got away, the girl that got away. You know, it'll hurt you for the rest of your life.
The greatest theoretical team in NBA history, Zach.
Yes, they didn't get any trophies for that, though. No banners.
Well, Perk might for how he's doing with this game. I don't know about you. You might be the theoretical player. But since Perk got that correct, we have a bonus round here for you all right? Are you ready? Did you catch the Seahawks-Cowboys game last night?
I did.
Okay. After DK Metcalf's first touchdown, he did a little sign language for the Dallas crowd. Perk, what did he say after this? So we're testing your American sign here. What does that mean?
That's standing on business.
Hey, wasn't
standing
on business.
Yes, that's standing on business.
Kendrick Perkins, DK Metcalf, in fact, was standing on business.
Well done,
Kendrick Perkins.
That's good.
Yeah. That's going to do it for this week's rendition of Who Said That. You can play along with us next week as well. Coming up here, the Knicks family expanded this fall. You're not going to want to miss the story of Mitchell Robinson's new roommate. We're going to be right back.
I love your game show hands, Lisa.
Ding, ding, ding.
That speech, don't give up, don't ever give up, has created what we're here today, a legacy that affects so many people battling cancer. And that's what Jimmy's done. Save lives, and he'll go on generation after generation. That's a great legacy to have.
Cancer touches so many of our lives, and as the calendar turns to December and holiday season begins, many of us turn to family to celebrate, to break bread. And for some, family shows up in unexpected ways. And sometimes, friends become the family that you didn't even know you needed. That's certainly true for Mitchell Robinson and his high school basketball coach. Here is their story. Butch Stockton became Mitchell Robinson's high school coach in 2016. Robinson quickly became close with the Stockton family.
Mitchell was just so shy and quiet, and that my wife just took a liking to him a lot at first when I told her about Mitchell coming to the school. There's something special about him, just his demeanor, and I think that we could really help him later on in his life. And my wife said, we are definitely gonna do that. And from that day on, Dawn, my wife, really became, you know, very close to Mitchell and things like that.
When Robinson was drafted by the Knicks in 2018, his high school coach was one of his biggest supporters.
The New York Knicks select Mitchell Robinson from Chalmette, Louisiana.
Mitchell got drafted. We had a big draft party for Mitchell in St. Bernard Parish. And when Mitchell's name was called out, everyone was so happy about it. Like I told the Knicks, he'd be the first guy in the gym and the last guy to leave the gym each day. And I said, you know, he's a little shy and a little quiet, but you have to reach him. Once you reach him, when you get that full potential out, you're going to be shocked at what you actually have.
And when Dawn became ill and entered the hospital in August 2023, Robinson never left their side.
My wife passed away on September the 13th, on a Wednesday morning, 4 a.m. in the morning. And I called, let everyone know what had happened. She passed away. And we just said, look, coach, you need anything at all, I'm here for you. You know, you always understand that. I will be here for you. After that, we had the funeral. Mitchell's right there by me, put his arm over around me and said, coach, look, I'm here for you. And I said, look, Mitch, you like my own son, you like family. I said, when we walk down this aisle, I want you to walk with me. Well, Mitchell walked with me down the aisle, and I sit in the first pew, and Mitchell sat right there by me and put his arm around me and said, coach, everything's going to be okay. I want you to understand that. I'm here. If you need anything, I want you to understand. I'm here supporting you 100%.
Stockton moved in with Robinson in September. Unlikely roommates, one playing in the NBA and the other on the road to healing with the help of a friend. Just a beautiful story there. The in-season tournament, it's back in action next week. Thursday, we have the semifinals in Las Vegas. Maybe the Knicks will be there. NBA Countdown will get you set for the matchup starting at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific. Tip-off is at 5. See all of the action on ESPN and the app. It's an MVP matchup. Jokic, KD on ESPN tonight. But one of those MVPs is a chance to break a historic record. We're going to tell you what it is in 60 seconds.
Tonight on SportsCenter at 6 Eastern, how Oregon and Washington are preparing for tonight's CFP play-in opportunity. We're live from the Pac-12 Championship. Plus, what the playoff committee will be watching for in this weekend's championship matchups. And how the Cowboys' comeback win is sending a major message to the rest of the NFC. SportsCenter, 6 Eastern on ESPN.
NBA Today is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
We have a star-studded doubleheader tonight. The Sixers are in Boston to take on the Celtics. And then Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets face Devin Booker and the Suns. NBA Countdown starts it off at 7 Eastern on ESPN and the app. It's time for Setting the Pick, brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN. The Nuggets, the Suns, they haven't faced each other since the conference semis. Perk, that got you to sit up. Denver won that series 4-2. So who you got in this playoff matchup tonight? Zach, start us off, please.
I'm reversing my pick. Jamal Murray's questionable, so I'm going Suns over Nuggets. I had Nuggets, now I'm going Suns.
Pulling a Richard here.
I'm going Suns as well. The Nuggets have not been good on the road. I feel like KD, this is his moment. Devin Booker is playing some exceptional basketball, and the role players are playing great. The Suns win tonight at the crib.
The Suns win tonight. I feel like we just need to give a moment to how well Nikola Jokic has been playing.
Sure.
Is it possible that he's been playing even better than last year? That's a scary thought. All right, that's who these guys got, but who are you picking? Get the ESPN Bet app and get started. New customers can get $200 in bonus bets once they've placed their first sportsbook bet with ESPN Bet. Janae Agumake, it's the first cheat sheet as a married woman. Can you give us some more on this game?
We will need a new name for this segment. No more cheating. Okay, actually, I never cheated, but we got to change this up right here. So let's get you set for tonight's Western Conference Showdown. Shout out to Rafael between the Suns and the Nuggets. Starting with the defending champs, as much as it pains me to say this because it was against my Rockets, Nikola Jokic, he runs a near flawless offense. I mean, look at these numbers from the last time out. Denver had, 37 assists in just 3 turnovers. Mind you, Jokic had 15 of those assists and 0 turnovers. And I just want you to watch all these beautiful passes. He had just a field day. I mean, he's able to pass this one right and know where his teammate is before he even catches the ball. The beauty of the offense, again, number one in assist ratio. I mean, this is like That's So Raven. I hope you guys know that show.
That's
he can
so
see
Raven.
The future before it happens. I mean, those are volleyball passes. These are unreal. So the Nuggets, through Jokic, his passing, I mean, it's just contagious at this point. It doesn't matter who's suiting up. You might have Murray, you might not. He's still able to keep this machine running. And I love this matchup even more because it's that Spider-Man emoji, offenses versus offenses, because KD, Kevin Durant, has an opportunity to not only get a huge win, but he can also make history because with 17 points tonight, he will pass Moses Malone and become a top 10 scorer in the NBA. And I'll be counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way to 17. But again, producer Hillary, producer Condis, we might need a new name. The girl's got a ring.
We're going to work on that. Yep. It's not the cheat sheet anymore for Jhené Egbuike, but Kevin Durant, he is on the verge of a massive milestone. As you said, Zach, how big of a deal is this? I feel like it just kind of skirted under the rug for all of us, and all of a sudden we're here.
I like that this is happening because so much of the last 6 or 7 years of the KD discourse has been about, oh, should he have left for Golden State? Oh, my God, Brooklyn. And how great he is has not been lost, but it's been kind of like item B. And I remember I was at Game 5 in Toronto of the 2019 Finals when he tore his Achilles. And I wrote that night that if he had stayed healthy, this is what it cost him. If he had had pristine health and longevity, he had an outside shot to break the all-time scoring record that, of course, LeBron has since broken. Mm. That's where he was set to be before he missed that much time with injury. So he's going to keep climbing, and he's going to keep passing these names, and we're going to start to appreciate, oh, almost no one has done this, put the ball in the circle. Almost no one has done this better than this dude.
Well, I've been appreciating Kevin Durant since 2011 when I first got to Oklahoma City. When you think about KD, when I think about the stories and saw what he did for us, witnessing the amount of work that he put in, right? Coming in on back-to-backs, the amount of work he put in on his offensive package, before practice, after practice, before shoot-arounds, after shoot-arounds, sometimes after games. I mean, he literally would have a gym set up for him when we would land in the city at 6 yeah. o'clock in the evening time, whether it was a high school gym or whatever. When you think about KD, I always say this, he's the greatest scorer, in my opinion, of all time. When it comes to complete offensive package, we will never see another Kevin Durant because it's efficient. And he's going to be a top 5 scorer. Like, he's going to break that top 5 category.
Not to mention he completely redefined, and I know science has sort of come a long way from 10, 20, 30 years ago, but he redefined what it means to come back from an Achilles injury. Mm. Like, the level that he is playing at, what we have seen from him is just unlike, I mean, anything that we had ever seen before.
And guess what, though, Malika? He done it his way because KD couldn't even do a chin-up when he left the University of Texas. And, you know, they had the stories about him bench pressing, what is it, 145.
Why are you putting his business out there? Still, this is still supposed to be all
no, I thought you were going
to
say, why is he pointing
but
at me?
I'm saying, here he is right now, saying, why everybody giving people that work?
Two offensive juggernauts in Nikola Jokic and Kevin Durant going head-to-head tonight. That's going to do it for us. We'll see you on Monday.